Papa Medalis. Bomine Abaya Mirava. Chotzer Shirosha Nichnas Lebein HaPasim, Mahal Lutauto Mutofa Lebein HaPasim, Lebein HaPasim Lesoch. We have a picture is on 131. You have a chotzer that opens into the Pasim. It's within the area of the Pasim. So normally, if you don't make an Eruv, you can't carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. The chotzer is one area that's commonly owned by the people in those houses, and the Pasei Biros has a much greater population. So normally you couldn't carry from one chotzer to a different chotzer unless you made an Eruv between them. An Eruv meaning that they were mishtatif in bread, and they keep it in one of the chatzeros, and that way everybody keep one of the houses of the chatzeros. That way everybody's a shutif and everybody's rishos, so it's all the same rishos. So here you don't have an Eruv with the people of the Pasei Biros. They're allowed to carry from the chotzer into the Pasei Biros without without an Eruv. That's the shayla. Amrlein mutter. So he said it's mutter. The reason is that even though Pasei Biros is considered mukaf ledira, but there's nobody living there kavua. So since there's nobody living there kavua, those people don't aser carrying from one rishus hayochet to the other one, because it's not considered a rishus people who are there on a regular basis that make them the dayorim. Rashi, Amar le Mutter, Dohaleka diurin, Dein HaPasim. There's nobody living there kavua. The lisru alayu, even though it's considered mukaf ledira, because the use of that area is something that is the use of the dira. It's used to feed their animals or themselves to drink water, but it's not a dira kavua, which would aser on a different rishus hayochid. The lahavi mochi rishus or rishus chaveru. It's not called going from your rishus into somebody else's rishus, because it's not really somebody else's rishus. Nobody's there kavua. Shtayimai. What if you have two chatzeres that open into the Pasei Biros? So Omar Le Osir, there it's Osir. Omar Avuna Shtayim Asurim Afilu Irvu Zera Shemi Yomru Eruv Moel Lebein HaPasim. The thing is like this: the two chatzeros have a wall between them and a door between them. So normally, if it wouldn't be with the Pasei Biros, in order to carry through that door. That's picture 133. In order to carry through the door from one chotzer to the other, you'd have to make an eruve chatzeros between the two chatzeros. And that would be materit. And you'd have to put the eruv in one of the houses, in one of the chatzeros. And then everybody becomes a shutuf in that house, and everybody's a shutuf in everything then. So all these rishuyos are considered common, in the same level. So that would be matter one to carrying the other. On the other hand, over here, since the two chatzeres are open to the Pasei Biros, we're afraid that they would make an Eruv and put it by the Pasei Biros, thinking that like that's a third chatzer. And you could make the Eruv and put it somewhere between the Pasim of the Pasei Biros, and that's not okay, because that's, again, not a place where people actually live. So that wouldn't help. So we're afraid that if we let them carry into the Pasei Biros, they're going to end up making an Eruv and leaving it in the Pasei Biros, and that's no good. So therefore, it's also to carry even between the two chatzeros, because we're afraid that they'll make an Eruv and not put it in one of the houses, put it outside, in the place where they think is a third chatzer, a third rishos, and that won't be good. So the whole thing is one big zera of not being able to have any kind of eruv in that situation. That's how Rashi learns, and many of the Rishonim. The Ravid learns that if they made an eruv between each other, then it's mutter. Then each one separately is mutter to carry also into Pasei Biros. The problem is only where they made the Eruv and put it in the Pasuk Biros. That's no good. Then it's also for them to carry between each other and into the Pasuk Biros. Okay. Rava Omar Irvu Mutter. Rava says if they did make an Eruv between the two of them, it's Mutter. And the Mutter for them to carry separately one to the other Chatzar and from each Chatzar into the Pasuk Biros since they have an Eruv between them. Amarle Abaye la Rava, Tanya de Messiah la. So Abaye told Rava, after he heard what Rava said, he said, Tak, I found a brisa that it supports you. Chatzar Shirush Rosha Echad Nichlans Labena Pasim, Mutal Taltim Tocha Labena Pasim, Bena Pasim Latocha. If you have one Chatzar that opens into the Pasuk Biros, you're allowed to carry from that Chatzar into the Pasuk Biros without an Eruv, because there's no Dayorim in the Pasuk Biros to Asher on the Chatzar. But two chatzeros that didn't have an Eruv between them, according to the Ravid, or even if they did have an Eruv between them, can't carry from, from their chatzer into the Pasuk Biros, because we're afraid that they'll make an Eruv between them and leave it in the Pasuk Biros. And therefore it's also, even if they have an Eruv, according to Rashi. And according to the Ravid, it's only also where they don't have an Eruv between them. They had an air between them, be allowed to carry into each other and each one separately into the Pasuk Biros. It's only when they didn't have an air between them. When they have an air between them, it's mutter. Maybe there should be a kasha on Rav Huna who said that even if they had an air between them, that it's asher. So hadran the irvan means that the Rashi says that the wall, picture 134, the wall broke down, and now it's mamish one chatzar. And this picture is not exactly the way the Ritva learns. The wall broke down towards the front of the chatzar, where it's clear that people can see that it's mamish like one chatzar. So there it's what's it called, there we're not afraid that they'll think that you can put the Eruv in the Pasuk Biros. Right there, we know it's considered like one chatzar, where the wall broke down. It's considered like one chatzar, and even without an eruv, they can carry one to the other. Okay. It's all one thing. Okay, Rashi. Shtayim zu etzel zu mechitza b'neihem u'shteim roshin b'na pasim. The picture 133. Osir letalchul mitochem b'na pasim kin uforish time or avuna. The Gemara doesn't explain why it's osir. Even if they made an Eruv between the two Chatzeres through that doorway that connects the two Chatzeres, now it's all considered like one big Chatzer. They're not Asur one to the other. Still it's Asur for them to carry from their doorway that opens into the Bein HaPasim into the Bein HaPasim. Why? Gzeira Shemi Yomru Eruv Moel Bein HaPasim. Because we're afraid they're going to think that if they put their Eruv in the Bein HaPasim, that also helps, as if it would be three Chatzeros, and you want to make all of them one Rishus, so you can put the Eruv in any one of the houses, in any one of the Chatzeros. So they'll think you can put it Bein HaPasim too. Sha'roa osa metalgul mitochan the Bein HaPasim, lo yeda diesh Pesach b'neihem. The person who sees them carrying into the Bein HaPasim won't know there's a Pesach between them. The sover hydro osr nadodi, besoch bein hapasim, kishar shtech atzeros apsuchos lomovu yechot. The reason they're not osr to carry into a common rishos, even though there's a wall between them and they're two separate chatzeros, is because they made an eruv in the bein hapasim. That's what people are going to think. Shosr lohoshin movi elim kenishtafu. You're not allowed to carry into a movi where two chatzeros open into unless you made a shituf in the movi. Hachinami mishum denosnu eruv on bein hapasim, lashate kishitu shar movi. What they did is they put the Eruv in the Bein HaPasim, which they both open into, and that's fine. Now they're all considered one Rishus. And that's not true, because you can't put the Eruv Bein HaPasim, because there's no Diur in there. There's no people living there, Kavua. V'osu l'mishrei nomi l'hachnas l'olshin Bein HaPasim l'chatzeros. Kileka Pesach b'neihem. Right? And there'll be matter to carry from the Bein HaPasim into the Chatzeros and from one Chatzer to the other, right, even when there's no Pesach between them. V'yavi Eru ba'achas HaChatzeros derech Bein HaPasim v'ahu v'adi lo mahani. They weren't matter to be ma'arev abein ha'pasim, right? That's not the kind of mavui that's mutter, that you can put the eruv in that kind of mavui, because a mavui has to be closed on three sides, and it has to be its length more than its width. This doesn't have any of those conditions. So therefore, this can't be considered like a mavui that you could be meshatef chatseros in a mavui. Can't put an eruv in the bein ha'pasim. Irvo mutarim, the kiven the irvu derech pesach shebeinayim the chad rishusahu v'lo asun hadadi lahachzeir lo chashina. And Rava holds no, we're not choshish for that, since the two chatseros can carry one from the other, right? Therefore, everybody knows they're one rishus, and carrying into the bein ha'pasim is not going to make people think that you could make the eruv that the bein ha'pasim is like a mavui, and the reason these two chatseros are mutter is because they're all meshutaf in this mavui. They're going to realize the reason they're mutters because they have a doorway between them, and they made an eruv between themselves. The hadron ve'irvan, and the Bryce is talking where shenifritza b'nei and pirtza gedola v'sofa shegoli lakol shereshus achasi. Right, where the wall broke down, and there it's clear that the reason that they can carry one to the other because all one bichatzim. So there's no chash that that we're afraid that if the wall wouldn't have broken down, and they had a pesach. And people will think that the reason that they're mutter to carry one to the other is not because they made an eruv between themselves, but because they're mishtatef in the pasei biros, like a mavui. And that can't be. That's not the reason why it's mutter. It's mutter because the wall broke down, and it's clear to everybody these two chatseris are considered like one chatser. Okay, go on. Another shayla the Rabbi had from Rabbi. Yov shumayim b'Shabbos mahu. What if the water dried up on Shabbos? And even according to those who hold that pasei biros is only by a be'er, and the reason is because it doesn't dry up. It doesn't mean never dries up. It means it doesn't usually dry up. So you don't have to be choshish for it. But what if it dried up? Sometimes be'eros also dry up. The well went dry. What happens if the well went dry on Shabbos? The only reason the Rabbanim were Mako is for the sake of the water, for Oli Regolim. And there's no more water anymore. So therefore it's awesome. We don't say Shabbos Kivin Shehutra Hutra, because we only say that when the Mechitzas are intact. But when the Mechitzas fall down, then it's no good. These Mechitzas are only considered Mechitzas because of the water. If there's no water, then these Mechitzas aren't valid Mechitzas, so it's if the Mechitzas fell down. Boy, Ravin, Yov Shumayim b'Shabbos u'bo b'Shabbos. What if the water dried out on Shabbos and then it came back? So do we say that since it was nidche already, it's nidche, or no? Now it came back. Now the mechitzas are reinstated. Amar le'abai, Yov Shu b'Shabbos lo siboy aloch. Right? If it got dried up on Shabbos, that's not the shayla. We already answered that. That if it got dried up on Shabbos, it's no good. The boy minei demar u'poshitli. I asked that from Rabba, and he told me that it's awesome. If it came back on Shabbos, also no Shabbos. What happened now? The mechitzas are reinstated on Shabbos. And the mechitza that was made on Shabbos is good. The Tanya, kol mechitza asuya v'Shabbos, bein b'shoge, bein b'mezid, bein ba'onis, bein b'ratzon, shma mechitza. A mechitza was made on Shabbos, even b'isser, is still considered a mechitza. Where it says, v'lav itmer alo, amr av nachman, lo shonu ela lizrok, that's only that it's considered a mechitza lechumra, that it has a din of a mechitza. If you throw something into that rishus, it's a rishus hayochin yachay v'chatas, but not that you're allowed to carry there lechatzila, right? Aval taltalo, not that lekula, that you're allowed to use that mechitza to carry. Or it says no, ki itmer d'rav Nachman amezid itmer. That's only if you put up the mechitza l'amezid. Then they made a knas that you can't use that mechitza on Shabbat. But if it was put up a shogeg, or by accident, or by itself, like over here, where the water came back by itself and reinstated the mechitzas automatically, then you could even carry them. And the halacha therefore would be, if the water dried up on Shabbos and came back on Shabbos, that would be okay. But it would have to be where the water was there Erev Shabbos. But if the water wasn't there Erev Shabbos, so the mechitzas were never good, then even if it came on Shabbos, it wouldn't be good. That's how most Rishonim learn. The Meiri learns that even if it dried up Erev Shabbos, There was no din mechitzas. But water came on Shabbos, that also is good. It's also considered reinstating the mechitzas. Rashi, yov shumayim b'shabbos mahu, letaltel bein apasim. If the water dried up on Shabbos, are you still allowed to carry between the pasim? Mi amrin Shabbos ho v'hutra hutra. Al dilma kivin de heter pasim, eno ele mishum mayim, bar yov shu, v'asim. Akol pasim b'ros koi. It's going on all the cases of pasim b'ros. Klum nasish mechitza, klum. Kolomar klum hutra mechitza kazu ele mishum mayim. This mechitza is only considered a mechitza because of the water. In other situations, it wouldn't be considered a mechitza. So therefore, when the water dries up, it's as if the mechitza fell down. It doesn't have a din of mechitza anymore. Yav shumayim b'shabbos, v'chazru ubo gishamim bo b'yom. The water dried up, and then it rained, and the well reopened. May, mi amrin v'chazru pasim l'teir, n'arishol n'talkul b'socha. Minei demar, rabba, shoyo rabba. So Rabbi said, the question, if it dried up on Shabbos, that's no kshayla because that I asked Rabbi. He told me it's awesome. Ubo mayim b'shabbos lo kamin b'yali, and if the water came back, also is no kshayla. Demuter dokaim olam kol mechitza nasas b'shabbos shma mechitza. If the mechitza was remade on Shabbos, that's okay. Lo shonu d'shma mechitza. That halacha that has a din of mechitza ela lizro shazorik mishus harab matocha chayim mideraisa vadi mechitza. That's the chumra. That if you throw something into a place where the mechitza was made on Shabbos from Rishus HaRabim, you're chayim, because that's a bona fide Rishus HaYochid, right? But to carry there, that you're not allowed to do. Shemara says, Avalatalkalosa, the Rabbanan Gosrolei. The Rabbanan said, since the mechitza was made on Shabbos, you can't carry there. Shemara says, no, that's only amazin itmar. Uknosa kansu, it's a knas. Since the mechitza was made the mezin on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry there. Aval shogeg mutter. But if the mechitza was put up a shogeg, and surely over here where the mechitza was automatically put up by the water coming back, nobody did anything. Surely where the mechitza is made by itself, that it's mutter even to carry there. If you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into the area between the pasim, you chayiv min haTorah, because it's a real Rishus HaYochid. Versus pshita, ilav mechitza he heichi mishtrei lemalos. If it wouldn't be a real Rishus HaYochid, how could the Rabbanan permit you to carry in a Rishus HaRabim? The mechitzas don't help min haTorah. Then how could the Rabbanan come along and say you're allowed to carry them? Manasha, either the mechitzas or mechitzas and it's Rishus HaYochid. Right? And therefore, if you throw something in there, you chayiv achatos. And if the mechitzas aren't good mechitzas, then it's Rishus HaRabim. How could you fill up the water? You're carrying in Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says, well, tzricha de ovad ke'en pasi biros b'shus HaRabim, de zorech l'toch, chayiv. Right? It's not talking in the case where the Rabbanim were mati you to carry. You made pasi biros in a regular Rishus HaRabim. And there, you're not allowed to carry. Right? The only one mati with is water. And there, the chiddush is that it still has a din of Rishus HaYochid. Meikar adin. Shemar says, Hanami pshita. It's also pasha. Because if it wouldn't have a din of Rishus HaYochid normally, how could they be matar it by when there's water? The water doesn't change the din of mechitzas. That's only a din of Rabbanan. So if in a regular case, it wouldn't be a real Rishus HaYochid, they couldn't have been matar it by the water either. So it's clear that these pasha biros min haTorah is a bona fide mechitza. And therefore, if you throw there from Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be chayav achatos, no matter where it is. Where it says pshita, lav to be alma mechitza he gabe bor hechi mishterele v'taltele. Right? If it wouldn't be a bona fide mechitza everywhere, how could they be matar it by the water? The water doesn't make it more of a mechitza. That's only dinei derabana. But min haTorah, if it wasn't a bona fide mechitza everywhere, then they couldn't have been matar it by the water either. Where it says lo tzricha afal gav de kovaki beRabim. Now the chiddush is that even though there's a Rishus HaRabim where people are walking mamish between the pasim. So I might think that in that situation, the pasim are bottom. And the, what's it called, is considered Rishus HaRabim, not Rishus HaYochid. My kamash malon, the lo osri rabim vatni mechitzta. The rabim don't come and are mevatel mechitzta, even though they are very inferior mechitzas. Still, we don't say that the rabim are mevatel mechitzas. I homer Rabbi Lazar chadazim. Rabbi Lazar already said this, that rabim aren't mevatel mechitzas. Disnan, Rabbi Yehuda omerim hoysa derech rishus harabim mefasos kosam. right? If there was a derech reshus harabim that went between the pasim, so yisalkenu l'tzdadim. You should, what's it called, make it that the pasim yiros don't include that reshus harabim, that place where the people walk, because they're going to be mevatel l'mechitzas. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The chachamim omrim ain't tzara. No. You can leave the pasi biros where they are, even though people are walking straight through, they're not mevatel l'mechitzas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, damri tarvayu, kan hodiyacha kochan shal mechitzas. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar said on that Mishnah, here you see the power of mechitzas, that even if Rabim is walking right through them, the mechitzas still remain intact. So you see that Rabbi Elazar held that lo asi Rabim, the baki Rabim, mevatel mechitzas. He already said it on this Mishnah. Why do you have to say it again, right, in this case? In our case. Gemara says, Ime hasam have mina kan velo spirale. No, he said, here you see the power of mechitzas according to the Chachamim, but I don't know like that. That really the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that if the rabbin walked through, then mevakul mechitzas. But you see, according to the Chachamim, the power of mechitzas, at least according to them. But I don't know like that. That's what you could say. Therefore, Rebbe Elazar had to come along and say again, that he holds that the, even if the rabbin walked through, it still has a din of reshus hayochid at least min haTorah. Kamash malon kan uspirale, that he holds that the taka, the what's it called, means you see here the power of mechitzas and taka the halachas like that. That it still remains a reshus hayochid min haTorah. You're not allowed to carry it unless there's water. But lamaisa it's at least min haTorah reshus hayochid, even though rabbin go through the mechitzas. So let's just say this case, our case, if you throw in, right, that it's Yochai. So I know that he holds that the lo osi rabin umavakal mechitzas. Mar says, chana mechlal chaver te itmar. No, they were said together, right? Both of them were said. It wasn't that he said these things at two different times. One was said together with the other one to tell me this halacha. Rashi. It's a regular reshus hayochid. Ilav mechitza medoraisa hilashavye mir reshus hayochid lizrika hechi shor rabban lamalos lahotzi reshus hayochid shirab mishum dochet. By the ma'isa, how are the rabban allowed? If it's not a real reshus hayochid, how could you take from the boar, which is reshus hayochid, and bring it into something that's a reshus harab medoraisa? The rabban couldn't be matar. It has to be a reshus hayochid min haTorah. Biros, the ancient board. It's talking in a case where there is no board, so the Rabbanim weren't matur you to carry. Still, if you throw there, you chayv. Someone says, that's also partial. If it wouldn't be a bona fide mechitz in every case, the water couldn't make a difference. Mifas kosan, so the Gemara says, no, it's talking in a case where there's a shvil harabin going right through the pasi biros. I might think it's mevatul the mechitza, kamash malon, it's not. She'ein shom derech ala bein ha-pasim, yisalkenul itzdodim. Right, the Osi Drisus Rab Mevatel Mechitzas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the rabbin walked through here, it's Mevatel Mechitzas, and therefore you have to either make the Pasi Biros to the side or move the rabbin to the side. Usually, we make the Pasi Biros to the side. That shouldn't include the path. Kan Hodiyacha Chachamim Kama Gogel Kochen Shul Mechitzas. So Rabbi Lezer said on that the Chachamim hold that even if the rabbin walked through, it's still mutter. Right here, you see the power of Mechitzas. Even though Rabbim are walking mamish through it, since the mechitzas are there, the mechitzas remain in power.
Why is it chayav if you throw?
What?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, chayav if you throw. You throw it chayav, it says.
No, whether it's going to anything halach. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a rabbin going through, then you wouldn't be chayav in that Torah. It's a vassal of mechitzas.
Okay, so it's not chayav.
What?
It's not
a Rishus HaYochid, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chacham holds it's still a Rishus HaYochid. Min HaTorah. You're not allowed to carry there, but it's still a Rishus HaYochid, Min HaTorah. And therefore, if you throw something into there, you can be Chayav HaChatas. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no, since the Rabbin are going through, it's Mavatr of the Rishus HaYochid, and then Echanam, if you throw there, you wouldn't be Chayav.
So it's a Nidu
Chayav, it means it's a Rishus HaRabbin. Yeah, but you didn't throw Arba Amas, you just threw from Rishus HaYochid, from Rishus Ha. Right, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim into that place, you won't be chayev. You didn't go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, and you didn't go Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim either.